This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. If you joined me yesterday morning for this segment, you would have heard me talk about regrets. And I said that often we say, if only I'd done this, if only I hadn't done that. And of course, there are regrets. A man may have broken his marriage vows, or a woman loses contact with her children. And any of us may have done the wrong thing or thought the wrong thing. But let me just say, as I said yesterday, talking about the potter and the clay, that God, our loving Heavenly Father, never throws us away. And in an amazing way, in the sovereign ways of God, He reshapes our life, He makes us what He wants, and He is, we are really like the clay in the potter's hand, and He takes the brokenness and He molds us into somebody worthwhile. I remember that was back in 1954. It was the 6th of May, actually. Roger Bannister became the first man in history to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. But within 2 months, John Landy eclipsed that record by 1.4 seconds. And so the two men, on the 7th of August that same year, 1954, met together for this historic race. And in the first lap, Landy held the lead and looked as if he would win. But as he neared the finish line, his mind said, "Where's Bannister?" And as he turned to look back, Roger Bannister took the lead and won. And John Landy once, after that, told the reporter from the Time magazine, "If I hadn't looked back, I would have won." And Landy had to live with those moments of regret. Now, we've all had moments of regret. We know that in life there are choices. We have to make choices, and we can never be absolutely sure what the results of those choices will be. I recall, too, the conversation that Billy Graham had with the late John F. Kennedy just after the election as President of the United States. They were in the same car, actually travelling back to the Kennedy House, when the newly elected President asked Billy Graham if he believed in the second coming of Jesus Christ, to which Billy Graham said, "I most certainly do." And Kennedy wanted to know more, but the time didn't permit any further conversation. He said, "We'll have to talk again." And a few years later, at the 1963 National Prayer Breakfast, Billy Graham once again met up with President John F. Kennedy. Billy Graham that day wasn't feeling too well, and the President asked him to ride back to the White House. He wanted to see him for a minute in the car. "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President, I don't want to give you this flu. I'm not feeling too good. Could we perhaps have this conversation another time?" It was a cold and snowy day, and John F. Kennedy said, "Well, of course, we'll talk later." But of course, the two men would never meet again. Later that year, 1963, the President was shot dead, and Billy Graham, in his autobiography, says, "His hesitation at the car door and his request still haunt me. What was on his mind? Should I have gone with him? It's a moment that I could never bring back." Well, that's all about regrets, isn't it? But we know that God has a plan for us. The Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. So nothing can separate us. And I want to suggest today that we shouldn't get too bogged down with regrets. If you are constantly thinking about the mistakes in your life, it really is not a useful exercise. It may result in the fact that you feel, "I can't move on." Well, they're negative feelings that can actually stop us from being the person God wants. And you could perhaps instead feel the feelings of sadness and hopelessness. But it was St. Augustine who prayed to his God, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." And isn't it true that God is close to the brokenhearted? And God, our Heavenly Father, wants to be our friend and our guide. So I think it's a good thing to turn to God if you feel that your life has had its more than its share of regret. Well, Father God, we know that your peace is not as the world understands it. It's a fixed abiding place in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, dear Lord. The Holy Spirit never leaves us, orphans, but assures us of the presence of a living God. So may that be a help to us today, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.